How's this for a failure of justice? A court has agreed to suppress the identity of a violent rapist because he fears for his safety if people find out who he is. The man can only be identified as JD. He served 18 years in jail for the brutal rapes of 8 young women in Sydney. 8 young women raped by this person. He cruised Sydney's northern beaches in a car between 1995 and 1996 looking for victims. And now this lowlife thinks that he deserves to be protected. JD was back in court yesterday fighting an application by the state to have him kept under strict supervision for another 3 years and to continue wearing a tracking device. And during his appearance, the 65-year-old's lawyer asked for his name to be suppressed, saying he fears he'll be attacked if he's named and photographed by the media. Justice Ian Harrison has agreed for his identity to be temporarily suppressed until the case returns next month. This scumbag's lawyer argued that he shouldn't have to wear a tracking anklet because it makes him uncomfortable when he goes to the beach. Well, maybe he should have thought about that before he viciously attacked 8 women. This is a man who followed these women from train stations or ambushed them outside their homes and held a knife to their throats as he raped them. It's simple. If somebody brutally attacks and sexually assaults women, the community deserves to know who they are.